Matthew, appreciate you coming into our little cubbyhole. Barry Flynn telling us there in the press box he was watching two managers going through every possible emotion for the course of the 90 minutes. He's a great view of it. I mean, how are you left feeling today? Short-changed or happy with a point?
No, short-changed, I suppose. If you look at it, you know, on chances created, we had numerous at the beginning of the second half. First half, I thought we were absolutely terrible, if I'm honest. No, there's no point beating around the bush and lying. People can see with their own eyes that we weren't up to it. But to be fair, we come out in the second half and we scored early and we created, I think we had 4 one-on-ones. So, you know, when I look back at that and other chances that we missed, you know, it's disappointment that I'm feeling right now.
Mm. And any reason that you can pinpoint for the slow start?
No. Well, I've got a few things, but I best not say just in case anybody nicks them. Look, we had two boys going off injured early in the game, so that doesn't help, you know, the disruption with that. But we were already a goal behind at that stage. And then they miss an open goal. To be honest, the boy misses it, hits the post. And then I thought, sometimes things like that can help you. They might help us turn around, you know, the bad form that we've been on. And Neil McCafferty scores a great free kick just before half-time. Doesn't stop them getting, you know, both barrels from me at half-time. And like I say, we come back out second half and we were a different side. But if you don't punish teams, you know, they're gonna get ahead of steam up and score a decent goal at the end as well.
I was talking to Colin Nixon earlier, and we were, you know, saying why you guys put yourselves through this at times. When you're sitting down and reflecting on what's happened so far, what nine games in as we are, where are you at in your mind, Matthew? Are you thinking, you know, it's been a step forward, and then, you know, you get a couple of good performances and you think you're getting a bit of progress, and then you see a first half like you do today? But he's sort of left scratching your head at times
We're before the watershed here, Joel, so I'll not say actually what I was thinking at halftime or what I said, but look, I absolutely love the game. I love football. I love, you know, the challenges that it's throwing up week by week. Some weeks, you know, we're maybe more challenges than I'm pleased about. But, you know, this is what I'm here for, and this is hopefully what the players are here for. You know, we know it's going to be tough. We're not silly. We know that it takes hard work, and, you know, I'll have to just work a little bit harder each week, and hopefully then the results will start coming.
But in terms of some of your interviews that we've seen, you know, even at times when results maybe haven't gone your way, you do look as if you've seen encouraging signs. So you must think that, you know, you're not far away from it clicking at some point and getting a couple of good results that'll match some of the performances that you've had.
Oh, without a doubt. Look, there's every week, you know, and people maybe think I'm crazy and stuff, but today, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to Carrick or to Davey McLendon, who had class, well, I wouldn't say a good friend, I don't have many good friends, but I would say, you know, we'd be fairly friendly as opposition managers go. If we were 4-1 up after 70 minutes today, I don't think anybody in the ground would have thought anything of that. So, you know, I get them positives.
Yes.
But then I also get the negatives of why the flipping hell didn't we score? Yeah,
and the first half, yes.
And the first half obviously is a massive negative, but like I say, there's things there that we can work on to improve that, hopefully.